For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. In my search for the perfect hunting and fishing rig, sometimes I drive something that's not quite right for off-roading, but still has a lot of redeeming qualities. That was the case with the Ram 3500. I drove a Ram 3500 dually quad cab a few weeks ago, and man, was it impressive. Maybe not for bushwhacking deep into the backcountry, but it was an absolute dream for pulling the stock trailer. Most of the 1 tons and even the 3/4 tons on dealership lots these days have built-in gooseneck hitches. The Ram had one built right in, and that's a huge help for anyone who has a trailer to pull. You don't have to get someone to cut holes in your bed, and you don't have to buy any extra parts. The Ram 3500 also had a trailer lights plug in the bed, as well as another one on the bumper. Again, you don't have to have someone wire it for you after you've bought the truck. The truck I drove had the 6.7-liter Cummins turbo diesel, too. That power plant, along with the ASIN 6-speed automatic transmission, gave it 900 pound-feet of torque. That's insane. You could tow a school with this thing. The dual rear wheels provide more stability when pulling a trailer, too. Then there were the other features, like the cargo view camera, which allows you to see your payload while you're driving down the highway, or make it easier to hook up to your gooseneck trailer. The limited package also had heated and cooled seats, a heated steering wheel, and a bunch more stuff that made me want to just stay in that cab all day long. It came with a price, though. It's about $80,000. However, with those dual rear wheels, I'm afraid it's not the perfect hunting and fishing truck. It just won't get you up those muddy, nasty Jeep trails. But dang, if you have to haul a trailer a long way, this is your truck. I'll come along for the ride. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.